This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in the Middle East, where Hezbollah is threatening retaliation against Israel after a remote attack that blew up thousands of pagers used by militants in Lebanon. At least 9 people were killed. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer reports from Tel Aviv.
It took no time for Hezbollah's TV station to pin the blame. We hold the Israeli enemy responsible, he says, for this criminal aggression. Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah had told his men months ago to get rid of their smartphones to foil Israeli tracking. But the low-tech pager alternative has proved deeply embarrassing.
The FBI is investigating suspicious packages sent to or received by elections officials in more than 15 U.S. states. CBS's Michael Toscano.
Packages were sent to secretaries of state and state election offices in Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Wyoming. The FBI and U.S. Postal Inspection Service told CBS News they're working to safely collect the letters and determine just what the suspicious substance is, who sent it, and why.
Sean Combs' lawyer is expected to return to U.S. District Court in New York to appeal a judge's decision denying the music mogul bail after he was accused of running a criminal enterprise. A federal indictment alleges he abused, threatened, and coerced women into days-long sexual events with male prostitutes that Combs called freak-offs. Legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
When you get allegations, if they can be proven, of this extent, you have someone who could possibly spend the rest of his life in prison.
Former President Donald Trump is back on the campaign trail days after a second attempt on his life. He spoke about it at a rally in Flint, Michigan.
You wonder why I get shot at, right? You know, only consequential presidents get shot at.
Former President Harris addressed the incident in an interview with the National Association of Black Journalists.
We should do background checks that we ought to know. It's just reasonable. You might want to know before someone can buy a lethal weapon if they've been found by a court to be a danger to themselves or others.
For the second time this year, the Senate has voted down a bill to give women the right to IVF treatments. Republicans opposed it after a campaign promise from Mr. Trump to require insurance companies or the government to foot the bill. And a once mighty plastic container company is filing for bankruptcy. 78 years after Earl Tupper set up his direct sales campaign, Tupperware Parties, the brand, has initiated Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceedings. The Dow up 60. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Republicans are suing Racine. The Republican National Committee has filed a lawsuit against the city of Racine, alleging that the city failed to hire enough Republican poll workers for the August primary election. According to the lawsuit, Racine employed mostly nonpartisan poll watchers instead of using a list of Republican-nominated workers, potentially violating state election laws. Racine's city clerk has dismissed the lawsuit as frivolous, saying that her office followed all legal requirements. It was a limo on the run from police in Kenosha County. A routine traffic stop in Pleasant Prairie turned into a chaotic scene Monday when a limo driver fled from police, leading to a chase that ended with a crash and a foot pursuit. The incident captured on dash cam shows the suspect speeding past a school bus before losing control and crashing into a ditch. The suspect, Bradley Semrich, now faces multiple felony charges, including drug possession with intent to deliver. And after more than a decade on the market, Michael Jordan's iconic Lake County mansion looks to be sold. The 56,000-square-foot estate in Highland Park features 9 bedrooms, 19 bathrooms, and a regulation-sized basketball court. It was most recently listed for about $15 million. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers' magic number is 1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain, but Coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him. him again.
Every game's a little bit different, and just in my initial glimpses of Tennessee's defense, I mean, this is a pretty salty group. It's got a lot of good veterans on it, and there's some premier players over there, so it's going to be a tough task regardless. But we'll put together a game plan, that one that we feel like can give us an opportunity to win the game.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny today, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 64. Sunshine with a high near 80 on Thursday. Thursday night, slight chance of a thunderstorm, lows around 66. Friday, scattered showers and storms and a high near 80 degrees.
It's 57 at our studios.
Politico, there are certain things in your life you should not be doing after a certain age, okay? If you're over 30 and still lean out car windows going, whoo! You're an idiot. You should be slapped and sterilized so that this will never occur again. I believe I'm strict but fair. If you're over 30 and still think, yeah, I could turn pro, you're a moron.
Too soon, Tammy Terrell. She died at a very early age, Tammy. Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, 609 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me. It's going to be another beautiful day today. Sunny with a high near 78, clear tonight, low 62, sunny tomorrow with a high near 77. Want to get a look at that full harvest moon out there this morning? Whoa! It's in the southwestern sky this morning. Get a look at it. It's huge. They call it a harvest moon. It is just huge. Last night, it was over Lake Michigan with a big moon path over it. It's really beautiful to look at. Right now, it's clear and 61 degrees right here at Radio Park. Hey, don't forget, We're giving away, I think, cash this morning in our Text to Win statewide contest. Be listening at the 7 o'clock hour. Only here, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN.
Nelson, nope, good job in the city. Waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Seen a lot of plates in Memphis. Pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on burning. Proud mirror keep on.
CR, Creedence, Proud Mary, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. You hear those two stories in the news this morning? Yeah, the pagers that exploded in Lebanon? Wow. First of all, who uses pagers anymore? I mean, I haven't seen a pager in 30 years, at least. I didn't think they even made pagers anymore. The other thing is Tupperware files for bankruptcy. That's one of those companies you thought would kind of live on forever. Oh, man. Talk about the end of an era. Tupperware filing for bankruptcy. Wow. Remember the Tupperware parties all your neighbors used to have? 6:13 at WRJN. Here's Neil.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm found. When it's done, for the nighttime, to forget the day, a day of uptight time, chase it away, I get a relaxation, and it's time to brew, I thank the Lord for the nighttime, I thank the Lord for you. For the night time, forget the day, a day of a book.
upside down.
I'm upside down.
Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
It's a
time to groove. I thank the Lord for a
nighttime.
I thank the Lord for you. Say yeah. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
For the nighttime.
Forget the day.
Forget the day.
Day of upside
time.
Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
For the nighttime.
It's a time to prove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime.
For the nighttime.
Thank the Lord for you. Now.
News and talentless hits. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Neil Diamond at WRJN 99.9 FM and Racine 98.1 FM in Kenosha and everywhere. The legendary historic AM frequency of 1400. Today, beautiful day again. Yeah, it's just a repeat of the last month, I think. Sunny with a high near 78 today. Clear tonight, low 62. Sunny 77, the high tomorrow. Right now it's clear and 61 degrees here at Radio Park. Having that cup of coffee this morning? Coffee has a strange stranglehold on many of us these days. Not so surprisingly, most coffee lovers take it seriously. In a new poll, more than half of American coffee drinkers say a good cup of coffee is so powerful, it can turn one of your worst days totally around. 31% said a bad cup of coffee can ruin your day. Well, you're talking to a person who never tasted coffee in his life. But I'm telling you, if it could turn a bad day around and make it good, eh, I might give it a shot.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Get a head start on your holiday shopping. Happy 8 Collectibles is a treasure trove of toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and everything in between. Also, mark your calendars for the second annual HappyCon, December 13th to the 15th at Southridge Mall with celebrities, vendors, and more. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Covering the Little Eva hit, The Locomotion, and WRJN local news, timeless hits, and get ready to go for the green or the gold with our WRJN text to win contest weekdays through September 28th. Your chance to win $100 cash or a 14 karat gold chain and qualify for a chance to win two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold play in Green Bay. Now, this is what you got to do. You got to download the Civic Media app in your phone, go to the App Store, look for Civic Media app, then text in the keyword, look for WRJN, and text in the keyword when I give it to you in the 7 o'clock hour today, right? We'll give you the keyword four times each weekday, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Text the word back for your chance to win. And by the way, win or lose, at the end, everybody's in the running for those great seats, the club-level indoor seats to see the green and gold playing Green Bay. So get ready to text and win. Just after the 7 o'clock news, I'll give you the keyword. But first, download the Civic Media app and get ready to win for WRJN. All right, 6:24 now. Let's go on to the boardwalk. These are the Drifters.
When the sun is down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. With my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk.
People walking about.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk.
Boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Check this out. Think back to when you were 8 years old. You were probably, what, in the second grade? And would you have been able to do this? An 8-year-old girl in Ohio was found on Sunday morning after she hopped into her family SUV and drove it 12 miles to a Target store where she ordered a Frappuccino. And she bought stuff at Target. Would you be able to do that when you were 8 years old? I think when I was 8 years old, I was learning to tie my shoes and ride a two-wheeler.
Some crowd, maybe some. WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Republicans are suing Racine. The Republican National Committee has filed a lawsuit against the city of Racine, alleging that the city failed to hire enough Republican poll workers for the August primary election. According to the lawsuit, Racine employed mostly nonpartisan poll watchers instead of using a list of Republican-nominated workers, potentially violating state election laws. Racine's city clerk has dismissed the lawsuit as frivolous, saying that her office followed all legal requirements. It was a limo on the run from police in Kenosha County. A routine traffic stop in Pleasant Prairie turned into a chaotic scene Monday when a limo driver fled from police, leading to a chase that ended with a crash and a foot pursuit. The incident captured on dash cam shows the suspect speeding past a school bus before losing control and crashing into a ditch. The suspect, Bradley Semrich, now faces multiple felony charges, including drug possession with intent to deliver. And after more than a decade on the market, Michael Jordan's iconic Lake County mansion looks to be sold. The 56,000-square-foot estate in Highland Park features 9 bedrooms, 19 bathrooms, and a regulation-sized basketball court. It was most recently listed for about $15 million. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Some good news for diesel users as we head into the fall, as the prices may become favorable. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and here with us is Jason Schwantz, the Vice President of Energy at CHS, to explain why this may be occurring and how much those prices may drop.
Actually, the supply chain is pretty full. Refinery run rates have been running at some historical highs, and the supply chain seems to be in a fairly good spot. I think the economy is playing somewhat of a factor too. I think interest rates making it a little tougher on the economy, and that is actually affecting demand. And therefore, I think for this fall season, we're going to start out in a good position. Now, I think there's an extremely large crop out there, and how fast it comes on with this warm weather that we've been having could be a factor in that.
Jason Schwantz says that the diesel prices are something that we're going to want to keep an eye on these next few weeks.
I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after these messages.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading agriculture forward. Through the efforts of farmers, supported by organizations like Farm Bureau, agriculture continues to sustainably advance, meeting the needs of today while addressing the challenges that come with feeding a growing population. By providing resources, training, and advocacy, Farm Bureau empowers farmers to embrace sustainable solutions for a stronger tomorrow.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and remember to follow along with us on all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it at thefarmwi.com or on your app store. Now for a look at your agriculture news. A professor at UW-Platteville is conducting research on cow burps to track the greenhouse emissions out of the animals. Also, the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Foundation, Ag in the Classroom, has donated $5,000 to help students meet academic standards while also incorporating agricultural concepts into their learning.
Giving you a look at some agriculture news from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny today, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 64. Sunshine with a high near 80 on Thursday. Thursday night, slight chance of a thunderstorm, lows around 66. Friday, scattered showers and storms at a high near 80 degrees.
It's 57 at our studios.
36, I'm not handling my 30s very well because I'm realizing 30s is not old, but it is almost old. Like, you're right there, you know. And some of you are in your 30s, you're like, that's not true, I'm still young. Yeah, the first stage of grief, denial. And everything changes. You can get hurt doing anything in your 30s. Anything is dangerous. I played basketball once a week. I texted a friend my age, and I said, hey, are you going to be here this week? And he said, no. I threw out my back, and I said, how? And he said, folding a sheet. And I wasn't surprised. I was mad at him because we needed the numbers. I was like, come on, man, you're 36. You know you can't be doing that by yourself anymore. Everything about health becomes much more challenging. That's what it is. And even your goals change, you know? Like in your 20s, you say things like, I want to look hot naked. And in your 30s, you're like, I want to look pretty good dressed. Get in good shape. I'm trying to get in a shape that nobody comments on. That's all.
Then came Carl Carlton and Gloria Estefan with their version. But that was the original Everlasting Love by Robert Knight. It's local news and timeless hits for you right here at WRJN. Got a Volkswagen? They're recalling nearly 100,000 electric SUVs. Apparently the doors could fly open unexpectedly while driving. Now, this isn't like that Boeing airline situation with missing bolts. These vehicles have faulty door handles. The doors won't fly off the car. They'll just, you know, open up. Did Boeing ever fix that problem with the missing bolts and find out who forgot to put them in? Here come the foundations now. WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurnee Mills Mall. Looking to get a head start on your holiday shopping? Happy 8 Collectibles is a treasure trove of toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and everything in between. Also, mark your calendars for the second annual HappyCon. It's coming up December 13th to the 15th at Southridge Mall with celebrities, vendors, and more. Now, go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $20 gift certificate for just $10 today only at WRJN Big Deals. Super Supremes, Canary Love, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Cops in Chicopee, Massachusetts recently added an ice cream truck to their fleet. You heard right. The police in Chicopee, Massachusetts added an ice cream truck to their fleet. It's a community outreach thing. Local businesses donate so they can hand out ice cream for free. There's actually a message on the side of the ice cream truck. It says, their duty is to protect and serve ice cream. You know what? I think we should get some of those right here in Racine. What do you think?
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. on 540 a.m. WAUK. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Hospice Alliance provides patients facing a serious illness in southeastern Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed not-for-profit, Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management, always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Hop on a captivating, crime-solving ride with Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild.
a blizzard strikes on a dark, stormy night, stranding a train on the tracks. Inside the luxury coach, a murder has occurred behind a locked door. But how? Renowned detective Hercule Poirot must investigate the treachery and scheming before the killer strikes again. Details and tickets at RacineTheatre.org. RacineTheatre.org.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited-time flavor pack special. The Philly Cheese Steak Pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Halfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southbridge Mall and Gurnee Mills Mall. Get a head start on your holiday shopping. Happy 8 Collectibles is a treasure trove of toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and everything in between. Also, mark your calendars for the second annual HappyCon, December 13th to the 15th at Southbridge Mall with celebrities, vendors, and more. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Plenty of sunshine today again. Highs near 78. Clear tonight. Low 62. Sunny with a high near 77 degrees tomorrow. Right now it's sunny and 60 degrees right here at Radio Park. For local news and timeless hits at WRJN.
Rescue me. Take me in your arms. Rescue me. I want your tender charm because I'm lonely and I'm blue. I need you and your love too. Come on and rescue me. Come on, baby, and rescue me. Come on, baby, and rescue me. Because I need you by my side. Can't you see that I'm alone?
Life on Telebass. Rescue Me, local news and tablets. It's WRJN. Hey, the Packers season continues on WRJN. Next Sunday's game against the Titans starts with a 10 a.m. pregame and noon kickoff. That's right, breakfast with the Packers. Packer football at WRJN, sponsored locally by the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store, the corner house on the lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or buy gift cards, and the Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. The Packers, Sunday morning, it all kicks off at 10 o'clock, right here.
The sun's rising, the coffee's burning, it wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen. WRJN.
Hey, don't forget our text to win keyword coming up right after the 7 o'clock news in the next hour, right here. At WRJN Radio. Let's wake up a T-Rex this morning. Bang a gong, get it on here at WRJN. 656 WRJN. Look for sunshine today with a high near 78 degrees. Clear tonight, low 62. Sunny with a high of 77 degrees tomorrow. Right now, it's a beautiful morning, sunny and 60 right here at Radio Park.
Joan and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house, Sebastian sat, and after every number, they passed that. McQueen and McGuire's just a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Saul is a daddy, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south. Danny says, "Olly golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?" Saul, Danny, and Sebastian sat at the night of, and after every number they passed the hat. McQueen and McGuire still are getting high. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Danny met Cass, he gave a love bomb. Most John and Saul, and that was the much from McQueen and McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian has all formed a spoonful. Just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Oh. Disgusted, agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea. Cash can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We